So, should we talk about that now? Because you were involved with the Burial Society.
Yes, my parents traditionally were founder members of it.
Yeah.
Going back many years ago, and I think I just followed in their footsteps.
Okay. And the burials in Swansea were not just Swansea.
No, they were from Netley, yeah. Port Talbot, Neath, the valleys, West Wales.
Right.
Swansea Cemetery was the only cemetery in this area.
Yeah. So the members of your synagogue, they would, as a member, they would have certain rights regarding burial.
Yes, included in their, and there used to be a collector who would collect, go around the houses collecting, you know, whether it was sixpence a week or whatever. That would include, as say, burial rights.
Yeah.
The plot, in actual fact, the plot.
Right, okay. Yeah. And then was there some kind of financial arrangement with Lethley and the other places as well then, or was it done on an individual basis?
I can't really say. I wasn't that involved in that side of the ministerial.
Do you still get people who are excellent athlete or Port Talbot wanting to come and be buried in Swansea now?
Unfortunately,
yes, about 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
Right.
Yes, but that wasn't Nessie.
Well, he was not far from Nessie.
Yeah, Tumble. Up at Tumble.
These are people that are not known to you that suddenly their family
yes,
says.
There's no one left in Nessie now.
Yeah.
The last one died. When did Charlie die?
Oh, it's got to be 10 years, if not.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So all my family had left Nestle.
Right.
But you do get people that are Jewish, living in the valleys. They don't really want to be associated with the synagogue.
Yeah.
But when they die, they want to have a Jewish funeral. And we oblige, as long as they can prove, or the family can prove, that they are in fact Jewish. Because it took a while for us to realise that the Jewish funeral is a lot cheaper than the
oh, right.
Christian and even non-denominational.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think they make inquiries probably through Cardiff, and then you know, then they find out this one in Swansea. Ours is a lot cheaper.
That must be quite a delicate matter to deal with, I think.
Yes, very.
Because yeah. You have responsibilities, but at the same time, you have to look after your, you know, you need income and everything else as well, don't you?
So yes, well, you know, we have to keep the cemeteries in good order,
yeah.
And I must admit, you know, sort of, if you can say it's a pleasure to look at,
mm-hmm.
maybe would be the wrong wording, but the new cemetery really is very, very beautiful.
So there are two cemeteries in?
Two cemeteries.
Yeah. But both within the auspices of the same synagogue?
Yes.
Yeah.
One going back to 1700 odd, and the other one, I think that was, and that opened up by the time we were married.
Yes, no, it opened up after we got married.
So it had been in the 60s?
No, I would say later than that.
Or 70s?
Yeah, in fact 70s, because your father is buried in the old cemetery. And
that's true.
In the early 70s. I would even say it might have been the 80s, the early 80s. My mother's buried up there, but she's not in the front row by right. any means. She's about three or four rows back, isn't she?
Okay.
And she died in 1981. So I'd say in the 70s it opened.
Mm.